going on with this, it's perhaps worth noticing that the very concept of capitalism and markets has virtually disappeared. So, for example, if you take the current issue of Foreign Affairs, there's an article by Joseph Nye of the Kennedy School, I think maybe he's the dean of the Kennedy School, who explains that there's a big new weapon in the hands of American diplomats. American diplomacy, he says, diplomacy has a force multiplier. And the reason is because of the attraction of democracy and free market enthusiasms of the United States. That's given, those things have given the U.S. a real force multiplier. And then he spells it out. It comes from Cold War investments in high technology, electronics, aviation, telecommunications, and so on. That's our free market enthusiasms and democracy. Well, where did electronics and aviation and telecommunications come from? Well, from public funds. They didn't have anything to do with free market. They came from public funds, which were transferred to high technology industry under the conscious guise, deceit of security. And it was conscious. So Truman's first Secretary of the Air Force, back in 1948, pointed out to Congress that the word to use is not subsidy. The word to use is security. And in fact, the whole system was designed that way and stays that way. So that's the tribute to democracy and the free markets. Tribute to democracy and free markets is you rob the public by deceit to enrich the rich. That's free markets and democracy. And it's published without comment. Another article in, and probably nobody notices, you know, because the concept of capitalism, just like the concept of democracy, is just gone. You know, nobody knows what it is. Democracy means deceive people into doing what the rich people want, and markets means making sure the public subsidize the rich.